Now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help so much faster than we could before. Our screams become computer bricks, tiny bits of energy traveling through lasers and wires, traveling through space. To be left with someone to decipher, to listen, to turn. I got my work here again, I got my messages on voicemail, my copy of paper numbers, and I contacted with some information, telephone call at the office, only between 10:30 and noon, and Jason told me to send an email because he sent me enough as I had to read. So, first I returned Tom's phone call, but he wasn't in, so I left a message with a coworker, and then I dialed my mechanic's pager, listened to a beep and dialed in my own phone number. When I got online, I took my email, I read a note from Sam, emptied out the junk mail. Realizing I didn't actually get a hold of anybody, I tried to call my friend Sherry, but I got her answering machine. So I said, "Hi, it's me, Janet. Haven't talked to you in a while." At which point I realized there was nothing left to say. So, give me a call. We should really get together and talk. So I relate to Sherry's wedding rehearsal, which would have had a friend because we were both saving up for a wedding, and we were stuck in traffic. So I asked, "Hey, Sherry, you have a cell phone, don't you?" And she said, "Yes." And I asked, "Well, there'd be no Sherry's cell phone number, because if you do, we can call her, but Sherry's number will be yours." And she said, "Yes, do you know it?" And I said, I was out of the bar with Damien, and I was explaining to him why I hadn't talked to my friend Aaron in a while. You see, we usually just email each other, and when we do, we just hit reply. When you get an email from someone, instead of having to start a new letter and type in their email address, you can just hit the reply button on the email method, and it'll make a letter address to the person who wrote you the letter originally. So he sent me a letter once, and it had a question at the end. So I hit reply and sent a response with another question at the end of my letter. So we kept having to answer questions for each other, and we just kept replying to each other, sending a letter with the same title back and forth to each other without ever having to type in any other address. Well, once I got an email from him, there was no question at the end, and so I didn't have to send him a response. So I didn't. And we never thought of sending an email to one another. We just didn't send it. And then it occurred to me how difficult it had become to type an extra word of text to type in his email address. Because that's why I was talking to him. And then it occurred to me, no matter how many different forms of communication we had, we'd still find a way to be in touch with one another. I wanted to purchase tickets for a concert, but I was shopping with my sister and wasn't near a ticket outlet center. But my sister said, "I have a portable phone. You can call them if you'd like." So she gave me the phone and I looked at all these extra buttons and she said, "Just press the power button but hold it down for at least 4 seconds until the panel lights up. And then dial the number but use the area code because this phone is a 610 area code and then press send. And when you're done with the call, just press end and make sure the light turns on." And so I turned on. I dialed the number. Press send. I pressed my head against the tiny phone. And I was busy. And I couldn't get to it. So now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams, our cries for help so much faster than we could before. But what if we don't want to communicate or forget how to be deleting messages, voicemail, email, pager number, forgetting to call back? What if we forget how to communicate? I checked my email address book recently, and the people I email the most are the people that live in the same city as me, all of whom I know the phone numbers of, all of whom are only a local call away. In fact, one of my friends lives a block and a half away from me on the same street as me, but I still email her as much as I call her, even though I could just walk over to her house and have an actual conversation. I was standing outside of my patio with a friend on Saturday, and we decided we wanted to order a pizza. We brought a cordless phone outside with us so we'd know if the phone in the house rang, so we picked it up and down. And the phone needed to be recharged. The batteries were wearing down because there was so much static that I worried the pizza man wouldn't even be able to hear my voice. So while waiting for the pizza man to pick up that phone, I said, knocking static on the line, "Hey, I'm calling from the space shuttle. I'd like to order a pizza for delivery. Call me from control at Houston for a credit card number." I got a program for my computer. It's a phone number program, and it serves people by name or company. It lists their phone number, and it has a complete file for them where you can pull their birthday, their address, past addresses and phone numbers, faxes, email addresses. There is room for any information you want to store. And I love this program. I mean, I created a file with all of the phone numbers I've ever needed. I always add information to this file. I keep a copy of it on my computer at home, on my computer at work, on my laptop, even on a floppy disk, you know, in case there's fire at work, my hard drive at home crashes, and they steal my laptop computer. But it always seems that every time I designate a phone number, I know where near a computer. I wanted to get in touch with an old friend of mine from high school, Vince, and the last I heard was that he was at Marquette University. Well, that was 5 years ago. He could be anywhere now. I talked to a friend or two that knew him, but they lost touch with him too. So I searched on the internet to see if his name was on a website or if he had an email address. He didn't. So I figured I probably wouldn't find him. And all this time, I knew his parents lived in the same house they always did. I could just look up his parents' phone number in the phone book and call them, say, "Hi, my name is Janet. I'm an old friend of Vince's from high school." But I never did. And then I realized why. But you see, I could search the internet for hours and no one would know that I was looking for someone. But now, with a single phone call, I'd make it known to his entire family that I wanted to see him enough to call, even after all these years. And I didn't want him to know that. So I never called. But now that we have the information superhighway, we can throw out into the open our screams or cries for help so much faster than we could before. But then, the question begs itself, who is there to listen?